It also means continuing to break, and every day I can feel the beam we're currently working on, Bear and Turtle, bending more and more. Get here quick, boys, that's my wish for you. Get here just as quick as ever you can. Because it isn't just a question of me slipping up, you know. Dinky's got a terrible temper, and a habit of going off on foul-mouthed tirades if someone pushes his hot buttons. He could say the wrong thing in a state like that, and Shimi does his best, but if someone were to ask him the wrong question, or catch him doing the wrong thing when I'm not around to fix it. Brodigan didn't finish that particular thought. As far as his listeners were concerned, he didn't need to. 3. When he begins again, it's to tell them he was born in Milford, Connecticut, in the year 1898. We have all heard similar introductory lines, enough to know that they signal, for better or worse, the onset of autobiography. Yet as they listen to that voice, the gunslingers are visited by another familiarity. This is true even of Oi. At first, they're not able to put their finger on it, but in time it comes to them. The story of Ted Brodigan, a wandering accountant instead of a wandering priest, is in many ways similar to that of Pere Donald Callahan. They could almost be twins. And the sixth listener, the one beyond the blanket-blocked cave entrance in the windy dark, hears, with growing sympathy and understanding. Why not? Booze isn't a major player in Brodigan's story, as it was in the Pears, but it's still a story of addiction and isolation. The story of an outsider. 4. At the age of 18, Theodore Brodigan is accepted into Harvard, where his Uncle Tim went, and Uncle Tim, childless himself, is more than willing to pay for Ted's higher education. And so far as Timothy Atwood knows, what happens is perfectly straightforward. Offer made, offer accepted. Nephew shines in all the right areas, nephew graduates, and prepares to enter Uncle's furniture business after 6 months spent touring post-World War I Europe.